4 Reasons to Do Absolutely Nothing. Welcome to this audio issue of Porter's Daily Journal, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Issue number 61, volume number 3, Time is an Investor's Greatest Asset, inside today's Daily Journal. Essay, 4 Reasons to Do Absolutely Nothing. Tobacco company sheds tobacco and soars Google, Salesforce, and AI. Tidbits from the war in Iran. Chart of the day. Caterpillar. Today's mailbag. Editor's note: for the second time this week, Porter is turning the Daily Journal over to Emmett Savage, the chief investor and co-founder of the research firm MyWallST. Emmett has been involved in the stock market for more than 2 decades, with an independently proven annual return in excess of 24% for the last decade, more than triple what the S&P 500 returned. Recently, Porter sat down with Emmett to uncover how he explains his success. Watch their interview here for more. It's quite the conversation. Here's Emmett. The most revolutionary act an investor can perform is often nothing at all. While the 24-hour news cycle and the flashing red of a market ticker scream for action, the history of the U.S. stock market suggests that the most profound wealth is built not through activity, but through extraordinary patience. As we look across nearly a century of data, the case for a long-term buy-and-hold strategy becomes undeniable. Here is why the boring path of staying invested is consistently the most lucrative. Let's take a look at some of the reasons why. 1. Volatility is the entry fee, not the exit sign. Many investors mistake volatility for a permanent loss of capital. In reality, market pullbacks are the cost of admission for long-term gains. Since 1928, the S&P 500 has proven that while the climb is jagged, the trajectory is relentlessly upward, surviving everything from the Great Depression to global pandemics. As the data shows, drawdowns are a feature of the system, not a bug. Over 90% of years experience a dip of at least 5%, and a correction, 10% or worse, occurs in nearly 2 out of every 3 years. 2. The noise of geopolitics. It is tempting to sell when the world feels like it's falling apart. From the Cuban Missile Crisis to the war in Iran, geopolitical shocks often trigger immediate market fear. However, history shows that the market is incredibly resilient. On average, the S&P 500's one-year forward return after major geopolitical crises is a robust 14.2%. The lesson? The noise of the headlines is rarely a reason to abandon a well-constructed investment plan. As Sir John Templeton famously noted, the time of maximum pessimism is often the best time to buy, and the worst time to sell. 3. Time, the great eraser of risk. The most compelling argument for long-term investing is the mathematical relationship between time and the probability of loss. If you hold the S&P 500 for a single day, your chance of losing money is nearly a coin flip, 46%. However, as your time horizon expands, that risk begins to evaporate. According to data from Bank of America Global Research, the probability of a negative return drops to just 6% over a 10-year period. When you extend that to 20 years, the historical probability of losing money in the S&P 500 has been 0%. 4. The reward for staying the course. The reward for sitting through the 20% and 30% drawdowns is the significant forward returns that typically follow. Investors who have the stomach to hold, or better yet, add, during a 30% market drop have seen average 5-year forward returns of 88%, with a 98% win rate. The enduring power of compounding in U.S. stocks relies on one thing: duration. The market is designed to transfer wealth from the impatient to the patient. By avoiding the pitfall of market timing and ignoring the short-term fluctuations caused by geopolitical noise, you allow your capital to do the heavy lifting. As you look at your portfolio today, remember that today is just one more in a multi-decade journey, whatever the headlines may tell you. The fluctuations you feel now will likely be invisible blips on a log-scale chart 20 years from now. Stay invested, stay patient, and let the power of the greatest wealth creation machine we've been lucky enough to participate in work for you. Emmett Savage, MyWallST. Porter traveled to Ireland recently to meet with Emmett and to learn his system. In their conversation, which they recorded on video, Emmett revealed that he's found what he believes is his next 100 bagger, a U.S.-listed stock that he says could be the next Tesla, Nvidia, or Netflix. He adds, "And I'm personally going in very heavily with my own money." In Porter's interview with Emmett, you'll discover more about this under-the-radar company that's applying AI to an archaic industry that's refused to adapt to the times. Go here now to see Porter and Emmett's conversation before it's too late. Tell us what you think. PorterStansberryDirect@gmail.com. 3 things to know before we go. 1. Philip Morris, the smoke-free king. The world's largest nicotine company, Philip Morris International, PM, delivered yet another stellar quarter, with revenue increasing 9.1% year-on-year to $10.1 billion, while earnings per share grew 16%. Zyn nicotine pouches and IQOS heat-not-burn devices fueled 25% revenue growth across its smoke-free segment. As the world's most dominant smoke-free nicotine company, Philip Morris remains one of Complete Investors' highest conviction forever stocks, with shares up 104% since our July 2022 recommendation. 2. 1 plus 1 equals a lot in an AI collaboration. At this week's Google Cloud Next conference in Las Vegas, Complete Investor Recommendations Salesforce, CRM, and Alphabet, GOOG, unveiled an expanded partnership that lets autonomous AI agents, say, read a Gmail thread, update a Salesforce record, and post to Slack without a human ever jumping in. Companies that own the data, Salesforce Data Cloud, Google BigQuery, and the rails into the workflow, Slack, Gmail, Workspace, become exponentially more valuable. Google also announced that it is splitting its flagship TPU chips into two versions, one to train AI models and one to power AI agents to execute AI functions. Shares of both CRM and Google rose on the news. 3. Tensions continue to rise in the Persian Gulf. Lloyd's List, the 292-year-old shipping industry paper of record, says it has tracked at least 26 Iranian shadow fleet vessels slipping past the U.S. Navy in the Strait of Hormuz since April 13, even as President Trump brands the U.S. blockade a tremendous success, and the Pentagon flatly denies the tally. This morning, Iran's Revolutionary Guard-linked Tasnim news agency also published a map of Persian Gulf undersea cables and cloud hubs concentrated in the UAE and Bahrain, a thinly veiled threat, coming after Iranian drones already struck data centers in both countries, as Iran seized two more container ships in the strait. Meanwhile, Trump extended the ceasefire indefinitely as Vice President J.D. Vance's planned trip to Pakistan for peace talks was postponed. Chart of the day. Caterpillar construction and mining equipment maker Caterpillar, CAT, continues its impressive performance, hitting an all-time high of $807 today, now having jumped 116% since joining Porter's permanent portfolio in 2024. Mailbag. In yesterday's Daily Journal, Porter wrote the second part of his explanation of a turning is coming in 2029. Readers share their thoughts. 2029 turning. Jim H. writes, I look forward to hearing how to position for saving or expanding wealth during the final years of this contemporary turning. If gold gets confiscated, then why is everyone buying gold? Porter comment, if you have gold, you have a chance at hanging on to your savings. Some chance is better than no chance. The final turning. Stephen S. writes, your article is right on. I'm in my 80s, so well aware of what happened with inflation when Nixon untied the dollar from gold. My parents went through the Depression, told me all about it, warned me about funny money, so where we are in the cycle is obvious and frightening. Thanks for your excellent service. The fourth turning crisis. Steve M. writes, hello, I agree that we cannot sustain our federal debt as it continues to grow. Luckily, we own a lot of silver and gold, but what else do you recommend doing with our greenbacks? My wife and I are at the age where we will be fine, but we are very concerned about the future for our children and grandkids. Porter. Comment, stay tuned. I'm writing a new book that's 100% about what's happening and exactly what to do about it. Please note, the investments in our Porter & Company top positions should not be considered current recommendations. These positions are the best performers across our publications, and the securities listed may, or may not, be above the current buy-up to price. To learn more, visit the current recommendations page of the relevant service, here. To gain access or to learn more about our current recommendations, call our customer care team at 888-610-8895 or internationally at +1-443-815-4447. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue.